Psalm 133 says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Welcome to Faith, Family, Friends, where two families and four friends of one faith join together in unity to share in conversation about all they've experienced in hopes to change a generation through the love of Jesus. On this episode, Arise and Lindsay discuss growing in intimacy with the Lord and how to steward His words well.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I love music. I love all, not all forms of it, but I'm a big music lover. Like I have music in my head all day long, and people probably think I'm crazy when I say that, but I literally have a song in my head all day.
So what's all today? Day. What's today's song?
You know what? It changes from minute to minute.
Oh.
Honestly, it will change from minute to minute. It's just in a song will pop up in my head that I probably haven't heard in years. You know, but that's just always music going on. And I love to write. I've written a few songs, and Tim did music for them back when we were in college. And
awesome.
I guess there was another, like Adam, I found another creative outlet. You know, I wasn't singing in the choir anymore. So I just found another way to get it out.
So, do you write the songs down though that come in your head, like do you like during the day, because the Lord may be speaking something through that for you to use for either somebody else, you know?
I don't always write them down. No, it's just, and a lot of times I'll dream of songs too, and I'll wake up and I'm like, oh, I should write that down, and by the time I get a pen and paper, it's gone.
Oh girl, you need to write them down. Definitely
really need to start writing more, period. I really
yes.
need to start doing that, period.
Definitely.
Journaling the day. I've never had a diary, but I've heard that people, they get a lot out of it, you know, a lot of release, and, you know, they enjoy looking back on those days and reading their diary from what they wrote 5 or 6 years ago. But I really think it would be a great way to reflect, just to write in a diary every day. I just never seem like I have the time.
Do you have journal? So you said you don't do journaling or any of that?
I've never done it.
You want to see my bucket?
No. Your bucket? What does this bucket consist of? Is this a bucket list?
No, I can't pull it up now, but I have a huge bucket all of full of journals. I'm a journaler. So,
really?
So it's funny. That we're talking about this too, because journaling is my heart. Like, I love writing. I started journaling when I first got saved, and I started to go to the beach sunrise every morning. And that is where I like started to really connect and become intimate with the Lord. Just changed everything. And I started to journal every morning, every night. I have probably about 40 full journals, but I don't know, 40, 30, 40. It's a full bucket. But then I started, now I use my phone on my notes because it's hard now with the baby on me, you know. But last night actually I pulled out my other journal because there's something about a pen. Like I love writing with a pen. But I'm telling you, Arise, like I'd encourage you, if you haven't and you love to write anyways, I would encourage you to do that, because the Lord, and it's been more of not a diary per se as like telling about my day. I don't do that. You can, I mean, people do that, but my experience with it that I personally have enjoyed is just obviously my prayers. I write down, I just pray as if I'm writing to the Lord. So I just write letters to Him.
Right.
And then have conversation with Him, because prayer is an exchange. So I actually ask questions to Him and stuff, wait on Him, and then write down what He says and stuff so I can go back, you know. But like last night, for example, and I keep my phone obviously by the bed, but in the middle of the night, I woke up and like there was just something burning on my heart, and I wrote it down. And then like I was half asleep, and then I went back to sleep, and then I got woken up again and then wrote it down. And and I'm telling you, like, it really, and it's funny, last night, there's a couple different things, but like last night in the middle of the night, I heard autoimmune, and I don't know. I know there's autoimmune diseases and different things, but I didn't know what it meant. But a couple days ago, I heard it. I met somebody that works with it, and then I heard it again. And then, so in the middle of the night when I woke up with it, like, and I knew it was from the Lord, because I'm like, why am I waking up in the middle of the night? And it's just like in my spirit, you know? So I just wrote it down. But then today at church, as we're talking and everything, we're leaving the house and I asked about their nanny or something like that. And then the guy goes, he said something about the virus. And then he said, but she has an autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. And so like, as soon as he said the word, I was like, oh my goodness. I said, and I just told him, I said, can we just pray?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And, you know, just little things like that. But, I know definitely if you're a writer, I would encourage you to do that. And that's why I asked you if you write your songs down, because I feel like the Lord is speaking to you through that, because you do speak with music. Or I mean, mm-hmm. you're so into music, you know, he's going to tell you, he might use that for something.
Well, you know, it's funny, as a child, I did that a lot. Like my mom, she probably still has books of short stories and songs and poems that I wrote that would just come to me, and I would write them down immediately. But mm-hmm. now it just seems like so much going on, so much you have to do throughout mm-hmm. the day, right. sitting down and actually having to write something, it just feels like more work and right. more time consuming, and you just want to shut down for the day. But I really need to take that time, because I wish I still had those books, because there was just so much creativity. And I felt like mm-hmm. my mind flowed better when right. I would write those things down. It just, like you said, it did feel like a more intimate relationship mm-hmm. with the Lord, because I felt like he was talking to me directly.
Right.
And I was just writing down what he would say.
Right. So, well, and that stewarding, I don't remember where I heard it for a long time now, it's just been in my spirit, but about stewarding his words. If we steward well, just kind of like our money, like if we're going to steward our money well, or mm-hmm. if we're going to steward our resources or whatever it is, but like if we're stewarding his words well, he's going to give us more yeah. to use. And then we'll be able to, like, what you do with that, you know? So definitely, I would encourage, do you wake up before the kids?
I do.
In the morning? Mm-hmm. So do you usually start reading the Bible in the morning? Like, is that your routine? Or
you know what? Usually I pop out of bed, I say my prayer, and I get started on breakfast and getting everybody ready for the day. So I really don't have much time allocated to sitting down and reading the word, which I know I need to do more of. Yeah, actually in my Bible study group that I was going to every other Friday before we all got quarantined, stay at home. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that, just getting up an extra 30 minutes earlier.
Right.
Just to have that time to really relax and get your mind settled before the day even starts, and really focus on the Lord, hear the word that he has to say for you for that day, because, you know, right. his word is fresh and new every day.
Right.
And, you know, it really gives you a better start to your day. And with this time right now, with me working from home and the boys doing school at home, we right. really do have more time in the morning. So instead yeah. of, you know, now I wake up 30 minutes later than I used to.
Right.
Now, I was like, if I actually just wake up at the time that I used to wake up at, then I would have that extra
30 right. minutes.
And I think you just, you know,
that wasn't me. Maybe the Lord's bringing us together to bring
in. I feel a little convicted now. I'm probably going to have to start that tomorrow. It's the yeah. first week, a new week. No better time than the present.
Right, exactly. I, you know, and it goes, we go through different seasons and stuff. Like I said, one season, like I was waking up at sunrise and I would leave the house and I would drive to the beach, like, and it was 5:30 every morning. But then, like, you know, I went to another season and, you know, it wasn't like that, you know, and I would just wake up and I had an actual prayer room. So it was different and I could go in there. And, you know, now with the baby, it's become different, you know? And mm-hmm. so, we adjust to every season, but like, so now, especially because we've been up, we stay up really late now with difference in, the schedules, doing virtual, because we've been recording yeah. videos and things. So, you know, getting up really extra early is a little bit more difficult, you know? Mm-hmm. But Jason, he's been taking the baby in the morning. Like when he gets up, then he'll take the baby, play with her, and then I'll worship, you know, and then pray and you know, read. What you said about giving us each day, the Lord's really put that on my heart the past couple months or so, is like you're taking your daily bread. Mm-hmm. What are you asking for today? Yep. And so he'll give me a verse or something to meditate on, you know, for that, or, you know, reading a particular chapter or verse, or, and sometimes I'll just, put worship music on and just sit and worship for a little, just a little bit, you know, but so morning and night, and like at night, Jason, obviously it's easier now because the kids will be in bed. And so we'll have like 30 minutes, you know, or whatever time. I don't really like TV. So I just come in the room and we'll read, mm-hmm. until I fall asleep, you know, or something. But, Jason and I have been trying before he does his own thing. We've been trying to come together now lately because we didn't have that for a while. You know, this is like, it used to be just me, but now like with him now wanting to study, it's really been nice to be able to do it together, you know?
Right.
So
that's awesome. That's awesome. I mean,
good. That's good. I'm excited for you.
Follow up with me next Sunday. You just hold me accountable.
Okay.
You're an accountability partner, but you know, I have this brand new study Bible from Tony Evans, and it's kind of been collecting dust over there. So I need to crack it open and really dive deep into it, because I was so excited when I got it. You know, I Lord, I really want to get into it. I want to dissect this word bit by bit. And, you know, I just keep going back to the same familiar passages, but I really want to take it one book at a time and just really learn it word for word, not verbatim, but, you know, really just understand it better.
Right. You know? Well, why don't we can do some together too. So, you know what I mean? Like we can, if you, you know, you start out and then we can start on, I don't know, we'll figure it out when we get together, but then we can also talk about it, you know, together. Yeah. And that would be good. 'Cause I, you know, I've read it, you know, we read and go back and forth from different things. And, but like studying it, like you're saying, like actually like taking it and dissecting it. And, you know, I'm at a point where the Lord is really convicting me to memorize certain verses to use, because once the enemy starts to like, once you get to that place, you need to have it. Now I understand like having it written on the tablet of your heart.
Exactly.
Because you need to have do not be anxious, you know, and with all prayer and supplication, like you need to know that so that when you get anxious, it can just be there, you know. Definitely. So we've been doing it with the kids because when they would go to church, they had like they started studying these, they would call them power verses, and they would give them verses to study every week. And I was like, oh, you know, and I've never been too much of a like a memorizer rote kind of person. But certain ones, certain things, I'm like, okay, but now I know why you have to, because you need to have that word there when the enemy tries to like creep. If you don't know the word,
you don't know it.
He likes to twist it.
Manipulate it. Yep. He will manipulate you for sure, because he knows that word.
Exactly.
He knows it, and he will try to use it against you. You know, just like when Christ was fasting.
Exactly.
He tried to use that word and manipulate, twist it. He said, no.
No, exactly.
This is what the word says. He had it written. He is the word, but
right.
That's how it have to be.
Right. Exactly. So definitely, I have a few different study Bibles too. But yeah, definitely if we, you know, we'll see what the Lord gives us. Maybe we'll share next week, but I'm excited. Yeah, do you have journals? I'm excited for you to do.
I don't have one journal.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Don't buy one. I'm going to mail you one.
I don't have one. No, Tim had bought me this, like some sort of journal, but it was to match what kind of brain type I have.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't really have a journal per se.
Okay. We have journals. We give out journals all the time because, that's at our, Meet and Mentor, like, praise God. We were given a bookstore, but like we have journals that we, because that's something that we really truly believe in, you know, to steward his words and stuff. So I have some journals here that I can send you.
For sure. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Definitely. That's awesome. Yay.
Thank you again for listening. Please stay tuned for part 2 of our motherly conversation between Aris and Lindsay next week. God bless.